This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 4th, episode 1826, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
Coming to you live from Santa's workshop at the North Pole, everyone's favorite elves, Jamie Jumperbottom and Glenn Scooterpops.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. I'm back.
How you doing there, boss? How you holding up with all them broken ribs?
Coughing is not any fun at all. I learned yesterday twice. That's rather violent.
Yes,
but
hurts.
Otherwise, if you sit still and don't move, you're fine. You just don't move. That's
so if you're not moving and you're sitting still and you're doing, you know, nothing, would you have to do with broken ribs? Jennifer, how are you? Are you okay?
I'm moving around a lot.
Yeah, Jennifer's going to lose weight during this whole thing.
Oh, poor things. Well, I'm glad that you're at least on the show today. Thank you for showing up for work. Well, I know it's physically demanding, but
but certainly not mentally demanding the way we do it, right? But I do have to say this, laughing is not much fun, so I have to be prepared because sometimes you're funny, so I have to be prepared to laugh. And I thought I would have a laugh track. I have three options depending on how funny you are today. So if you're just mildly funny and you tell a really bad joke, I have this. Okay. And then if it's a little bit better, I have this. That is the laugh track, by the way, for longtime listeners. No, Jamie absolutely hates watching television shows with that particular laugh track.
I just had like a Big Bang Theory, like heebie-jeebies when you played that.
And then if you really suck, it's a... So I have a variety of laughs I can use. And then there's also... the guy we had on the show the one day, whose name was Gary, who had the best laugh in the world. So that's Gary.
I'm
going to hold that one in reserve, too. So if there's any laughing to be done on my part, I will have a surrogate laugh ready at my fingertips.
Are you going to tell the guests that you have a surrogate laugh, or like you're just going
to... guests aren't allowed to be funny.
Make him think it's like you're going to have Leslie Wiley on. I think you should just play the laugh track and see if she notices. Anytime we're, you know what, in the Big Bang Theory, they're not funny at all, and the laugh track goes on. So you could probably just play it now. Boom.
Okay, good. Yeah, I can do that. There you go.
Hey, this one time I was out riding my horse. And after I was riding my horse, I fell off.
Oh, that wasn't supposed to be funny, was it?
When I fell off, I hit the ground and broke my rib. God, I'm hilarious. I'm so funny.
Okay, now
don't
I'm laughing
laugh.
For real, and that
You're
can't
not
happen,
allowed to laugh.
So stop it. No, stop. No laughing.
Okay, go to Jennifer.
I think that was Glenn's cue to throw it at me, but here we go. Coming up on today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, we are going to start out with Confessions of a Horse Husband. That's right. Author James Dick is going to stop by and talk about writing the book Horse Husbands, My Life with a Horse Lady. That should be interesting. And of course, Leslie Wiley is here because it's Monday and we're going to turn up the sarcasm button. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer.
All right. Well, before we go to the Daily Whinny, I would just like to send a big collective horse hug to Lindsay, our listener and auditor. And she lost her lifetime horse. I mean, absolutely horse of a lifetime, horse in her wedding photos, and just every time I'd see a video of this horse, I'm like, oh my God, I love that horse. And she lost him over the weekend. And so our big horse arms reach out to you and give you a big hug. We've all been there, and it was very sad and shocking news when I read it. So just, we are with you, girl. We are with you. Just hang in there.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
Ugh. This one was pretty painful.
Yeah.
For me. I mean, even for me. So I can't imagine how she's feeling.
Well, you know, the auditors really do become part of our family. So anytime they have a situation like this, we all feel it. And yeah. You know what? That's true of any horse person, though. When you lose a horse, it's just tough.
Animals in general, yeah. Just people, you know, we all have animal compassion or we wouldn't be here and you wouldn't be here listening. So you love animals, and boy, she lost a good one. So hugs to you, Lindsay. Sorry, girl.
All right. Daily Winnie time. Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to all the kind listeners who reached out to see if I was okay and to see how I was doing and to give me advice on having broken ribs, because you know what? I think every horse person has had broken ribs at one time or another. It seems to be a requirement when you're a horse person. I wish I had, you know, a good story about a horse breaking
ribs. I was going to say, wait. You broke your ribs by taking a selfie on a tram.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
well, like, horse people break their ribs.
Because of horses, yeah. But you know what? The ribs are still broken. I'm going with that. And also to Jennifer for taking care of me and putting up with me and all of that. Hey, Jennifer, it's only 4 to 6 weeks to go yet. Just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, only 4 to 6 more weeks till you can put your socks on.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God.
You know, everybody keeps telling me to hold a pillow, and that's great if you break ribs in the front, but mine are broken in the back. So holding the pillow doesn't do much except hurt. So I can't hold the pillow. Just let everybody know that right now.
Well, we're going to add insult to injury, Glenn, because sad news for you. I'm really sorry. I'm sure you're wearing black right now, and Jennifer probably wants to kick you out of the house because it happened. Kaylee Cuoco is engaged. I know. Speaking of the Big Bang Theory, it's on the top of my brain. That's why, because Kaylee Cuoco, the star of Big Bang Theory and Show Jumper, that's how we can talk about her on the show, because she actually is a horse chick. She just got engaged to Carl Cook, who's a Grand Prix show jumper. So congratulations to her. He proposed on her birthday.
You know who he is, by the way?
Tell me.
Okay, he's a 26-year-old son of Intuit co-founder Scott Cook, worth billions.
Oh, so he didn't marry her for money?
No. No, there's no, no. As a matter of fact, Kaylee has a few bucks. I saw her last net worth last year. They estimated at about $100 million. So neither one of them are hurting for money.
They're like, hey, all the horses are fed. Let's go upstairs and just burn some money for fun. Where's my laugh track? I got no laugh track for that?
Sorry.
The horses are fed. The water buckets are clean. We have nothing else to do right now. Let's burn some money. I mean, that's it.
You know, they did have a cute. I watched the video and it was cute that he posted about the engagement and everything. And it was her birthday and the whole thing. She's marrying a younger guy. She's 32. He's 26.
Go girl.
Yeah. Hey, she's not marrying down, I don't think, in this case, as far as her social status is concerned.
There's a picture of them inside their barn, and it is like there's a chandelier. You know, I mean, why not?
It's a nice barn.
Of course there is.
But that isn't nothing. That is nothing compared to the barn I'm going to tell you about in a minute. But first, let's get an update on the charity. I've had a couple people reach out over the weekend that are just listening to Radiothon now and still want to donate and wanting to know how and if they can do that.
The website, thank you for asking, if you ask. You know, Radiothon's over, but people still continue to download it and are hearing our message about bringing foster care kids Christmas presents. So it's still getting out there. And I got donations this week So, or this this weekend and a couple days ago. So I want to keep it up. I'm just going to keep it up for a little while longer. I've transferred some money already over to them. So the total money number right now is $2,767. That has been raised by 81 of you fine people. Now there's an 82nd person because there was a sweet girl in Ohio who put up a saddle on eBay. And I didn't ever get to talk about this on Radiothon, but she put a saddle on eBay and it sold for $200. So she's just waiting on the person who bought the saddle to pay up. If that's one of you guys, pay up. because she's donating all of that money to the holiday Radiothon too. $200. And it's a kind of an old saddle that she refurbished a little bit. So $200, and I actually kind of wanted it. I bid, but I got outbid at the last second. So it's a Western saddle, and it looks just like the one I had as a kid. So anyway, somebody has to pay up, and then we'll get $200 more. So that was really awesome of her, and super sweet, and she wants to remain nameless, so she shall.
It's youcaring.com/holidayradiothon, right?
That's the number. That's the site. And we'll keep it up. And I mean, what the heck? Let's keep it up till almost Christmas, I guess. I mean, like I said, I'm making payments to them to go buy the presents. So anything that trickles in will go to the family fund, which is helping all of the guys, you know, throughout the year. So you're buying birthday presents for foster kids if we get too close to Christmas and they don't use the money. So
and you know,
keep donating.
When you they were looking at trying to get the kids each $50 worth of stuff. And when you divide out 3,000 into 50, you get 60 kids that everybody helped this year.
Aww,
and we had thought 10 to 15, right? And we ended up helping 60. So that's a good deal. I tried to find this morning. Of course, Facebook, you know, the pit that is Facebook, you can never find anything twice, right? And I didn't save it. I was in a drug-induced state on the couch on my phone on Facebook. There was somebody who posted during Radiothon, or the day after, that they were going to donate like 50% of all of the lessons they did that day and then donate. And I think they did. I just couldn't go back and find the name of the and the farm name of the people who did that. But she did 50% of her lessons that day. So thank you for that. Whoever that was, I could not find it again a second time.
I didn't see that, or I would have given them a big hug. So thank you for that. That's amazing. Amazing. I love all these people. Hey, speaking of lots of money and excess money and people who should be donating, talk to us about the ranch that's for sale, because I need to hear about this.
I will. Just one second, though. One other thing. I did have a bunch of people asking about the Horse Lovers codes. So right now, there's two codes that are going with Horse Lovers exclusively for listeners of the Horse Radio Network, and that is
horselovers.com, where you will spend your retirement check.
Horse Lovers with a Z. So there's two codes, and I think you can only use them once, but I'd try twice. What the heck? So the one code is radio. Use that in the coupon box at checkout, and you'll get an easy roll-up all-purpose fleece blanket with purchase valued at $25 for every order over $49. So $50 and up, you'll get a $25 fleece blanket, if you use the code RADIO. Now, that's an exclusive code just for our listeners and good only while supplies last. And as far as I heard, or I haven't heard that they've run out, let's put it that way. Now, you can spend at least $49 and also use coupon code HRN at checkout and get $5 off your order instantly. So that is HRN at checkout and get $5 off your order instantly of orders over $50.
I'm sorry. So the big box, I Black Friday shopped at Horse Lovers, Horse Lovers with a Z, and I might have ordered an excessive amount of things, but I thought it's Black Friday. I'm going to use it. And baby Zara needs a blanket and Pink needs a sheet. And there was, you know, I needed those black rubber reins, and you know what? It's a good time to get new brushes. They were on sale. And so I kind of got
brushes.
I know I went crazy and I got a little crazy. And so this giant box, darn if they don't take it right to your front door.
It's funny how that works.
I mean, seriously, could you bring it in the back? Excuse me. So, okay. I think now that you're playing that when I'm not funny, and I'm not trying to be not funny. I'm just talking here. So, okay, I'll just carry on.
Ignore the laughing man.
Brought it to the front, and Chad's like, "What is this big box out front?" And I say, "It's that Horse Lovers. I told you I bought Horse Lovers, and it's just big because they're blankets and stuff." And he was like, "Is there anything in there that I could use for Christmas? Like, he's going to take from my purchase and wrap it and put it under the tree?" And I was like, "If you want to, go ahead. I mean, I kind of already know what everything is, so, and I kind of need it. Is that weird that he wanted to wrap my stuff that I bought and put it under the tree and, like, take credit for it?"
How long have you been married?
Yeah, long enough to do that, I guess.
Honeymoon's over, girl.
Damn. Like, hey, but that's okay. I was like, okay, yeah, you can do that, as I pick up the box and drag it to the back with the horses. I'm like, yeah, you can take something out. Go ahead. Bye-bye. See ya.
Yeah, honeymoon's over. That's what that says right there. So, yeah, you've been married long enough. Now he's going, "If I could put no effort into this by just doing this."
Yeah. He's fairly good gift giver, too. I think he just wants the, like, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking.
Well, I got a gift that he could buy you right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. T. Boone Pickens. You know, we had his ex-wife, I think, now. I think she's ex. We had her on, and Madeline, and well, T. Boone's decided now he's 89 years old, and he decided to sell his property. He said, "You know, it's the prudent thing for an 89-year-old man to do is to sell your ranch." Now, he also wants to put some money in the T. Boone Pickens Foundation, where they give to charity and stuff. So he's asking for his little luxury ranch in Texas, the Mesa Vista Ranch in the Texas Panhandle, 30 miles north of Pampa, and 85 miles northeast of Amarillo. Now, Chad's going to need his checkbook and a few other people's because he's asking $250 million for this little place. It's expensive. And it includes, so let's get this, let's see here, a total of 2,900 acres. No, I'm sorry. That's what it started with. It started with, when he bought it 29 years ago, 2,900 acres. He's now bought a few more properties around it, and you'll now own 65,000 acres.
Oh my gosh!
Yep, 65,000 acres. Now it has a few things, few amenities to it, and let's just talk about those for a minute. One, you're going to have your own airport. That's right. It has a private airport with a 25,000 square foot hangar, 6,000 foot airstrip, and you're never going to have to wait in line or for TSA.
Do these
again.
Planes in this picture come with it?
There are, like, how many there? 10 private planes sitting at this airport. It's crazy. Big private planes.
That's insane.
Yeah, jets. They're all jets. This isn't Piper Cubs. It's crazy. So now, it also has its own wedding chapel, which he got married to his fifth wife there. So it's an 800-square-foot chapel. It's very beautiful. So if you decide that you want to get married on your own property, you can do that, especially if you're up to number five. And then there's 20 lakes that you can go fishing in. So basically, if your family comes in and everybody wants to go fishing, you can each have your own lake. It has four grand houses. They are the grandest house, known as a lodge, is 33,000 square feet. The smallest is a relatively modest 1,700 square foot gatehouse. Now, I could live in the gatehouse. I think that'd be just fine. And there's also a lake house with 12,000 square foot of living space and 4,000 square foot of porches at the lake house. Now, get that, 4,000 square foot of porches. And there's also a 6,000 square foot family house. So between all the houses added up, if you add all the houses up, you're looking at over 60,000 square feet under roof.
Oh, my God.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
There's a 30-seat movie theater. A building just for guns. The gun room is a 400 square foot wood frame structure that where he stores all his guns. You got to have a lot of guns.
Well, not only that, the gun room, is it also had, the gun room has a lounge, a bathroom, and a kitchenette, just in case you want to stay in there for a long time cleaning guns.
There's a golf course. And tennis courts.
Yeah. How about the dogs? They're not left out either, because there are a kennel. There's a kennel with room for 40 dogs on the property. So that's, he has hunting dogs apparently. So he built an 11,000 square foot kennel with 40 chain link pens, plus an outdoor exercise area and a veterinary lab
for the dogs. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Nice little place.
That's pretty, that's the kind of living, like, no, I mean, there's just, I would say there's a less than a handful of people that could possibly even afford this. And those people that could afford it already have one. You know what I mean?
You know what? I bet you if Kaylee and her new, what's her new fiance's name?
Kaylee Carl.
And Carl. If Kaylee and Carl put their bank accounts together, they might be able to afford it.
I mean, you're talking about, those are super rich people, and they can't even afford it.
I know. This is $250 million. Now, but, you know, I'm sure Chad will be putting this deposit down, and you can skip that Oklahoma place. Yeah.
Why build a peanut place like mine when you can have this one? I think it's right. Yeah, no, come on.
How long does it take to go to the grocery store just to drive off your own property?
You have their own grocery store. I'm sure I read that somewhere.
Or it's delivered, I'm sure. They get delivery.
They airdrop it. They just fly to the local grocery store.
Hey, I saw a video, before we get to our first guest, I saw a video on your page about Thor, and he has a new habit that he started to do, and it looks a lot like something Scooter does.
Well, yesterday morning, oh my gosh, I walked in a stall to feed, and there's no food in there, and he's kind of just twitching. Like, he'd sit there and he tosses his head up in the air, and then he would stand there for a minute and then flip his head in the air and flip his head. And then I fed him, flip his head, flip his head, flip his head. I checked his eyes. I put my fingers in his ears. I looked at his teeth. I mean, as much as you can look at a horse's teeth without grabbing their tongue and doing all that. And there was nothing that screamed weird. I took the fly mask off. I cleaned out his eyes. I stuck my fingers up his nose, nothing. And so I kind of went on about my day, and then the girl came out to ride him yesterday, and she's like, why is he flinging his head like this? And it had gotten worse. And flip his head, flip his head, flip his head, flip his head, just random like twitches almost. And so I went and I videoed it, sent it to my vet. And then I decided I would give him some Vanamine to see if it was like a pain mediated issue. Banamine would calm the pain and stop him from twitching. No difference after having the IV Banamine. So I don't know what is going on, but I've submitted the video to the vet, and she'll be coming out this week sometime, possibly today. So I could have answers for you guys by Wednesday. But he was in his stall, and it was completely dark. I mean, not nighttime dark, but he was in his stall. It was actually a cloudy day yesterday, so it would make me think it's not the sun sensitivity. He wears a fly mask all the time, and it's weird that it just all of a sudden kicked up. It's not like it's been a big problem. He is fly sprayed every day, his fly mask. It's December. Their bugs are not that bad. It's a very acute thing. All of a sudden, there's no eye discharge. There's no nasal discharge. There's his hay hasn't changed. His food hasn't changed. He's on the same hay and the same grain. He hasn't had any choke issues. I don't know what it is. His teeth have been floated. I'll have that checked again because it's been a year, but a year for, you know, shouldn't cause like.
Unless he's got a sharp one that's poking a hole.
But all of a sudden, he acutely starts flipping his head about it. I don't know. And he just stands there. And it happens while he's eating, too. So eating, not eating, same thing.
Scooter does it. He started doing it after he got some fire ants bites on his nose. And he's done it ever since. Now, it gets better or worse at times. Jennifer can probably say more to this.
Yeah, it's definitely worse when there are insects. We have those tiny little midges, gnats, whatever you call them, those itty bitty little ones that like to fly around. And it's definitely worse when in the summer. But when it gets really bad, you're supposed to use or at least the recommendations, I'll I'll post a link to, we did a show on this a while back, and I'll also post a link to the website, the lady that does the research. They recommend those nose nets for your horse. And it's supposed to have to do, it has to do with the nerve impulses more than keeping the fly off the nose. And we did that for Scooter, and it did help, definitely. He very rarely does the head shake when he's wearing it. The problem is, he hates fly masks in general, so he can't wait to take it off his face. So it lasts about an hour and a half until he takes it off. Less head shaking, but he just takes it off. So, you know, plus and minus there. But we put him on, because he has bug allergies over his whole body and he gets itchy all over. So we give him Benadryl and also Omega Alpha Respifree. And they also help. But I think for him, the fly mask with the little nose thingy made the biggest consistent difference in that it just stops. It doesn't do it at all as long as he's wearing it, if I can keep it on his face.
Yeah, we just don't really have a bug problem right now, though.
And it started just all of a sudden?
Just all of a sudden yesterday morning, I noticed it. I mean, I thought I was being ridiculous because I just thought, why? I noticed everything. I'm over mothering, you know, like I'm just ridiculous. And when the girl came out to ride, she's like, he doesn't do this. What is he doing? She goes, why is he shaking his head? I go, oh, he's still doing that? Because I thought it was like something going on, like a tickle in his throat or I don't know. So yeah, I have a zero idea of what is going on and how something could start so acutely on a cloudy day with no sun and no bugs.
Did your pet vet buy a boat, by the way? We never did determine that. With all
God
of your money.
God love her. She, you know what? It's she has seen a lot of me this year. She has 2017 has been the year of the vet. I don't know if the Chinese New Year said that. It's the year of the vet, but it is. And so I'm hoping that 2018 is the year of the healthy horse.
because I swear she could have bought a boat, a big boat, like a 26 footer with everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure she probably has one, just doesn't tell me about it. That's why she didn't, like, you know, rush over here yesterday. She was on her boat on Sunday.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break for Omega Alpha. Speaking of Jennifer, we use their products regularly, and let's hear about one of them. And then we're going to come back with our first guest of the week.
Omega Alpha specializes in natural formulations for enhancing equine health and performance, and they know how much personality and behavior can factor in the quality of our relationship, whether we're an Olympic-level competitor or modest weekend warrior. That's why they've created three different all-natural formulas to help us get the most out of our horse-to-human relationship. Chill Liquid, formulated especially for horses with pre-performance jitters, Chill Ultra Paste with the added benefits of B1 and magnesium, and Premare, the hormone balancer for witchy mares, and you know who you are. Look for all of Omega Alpha's all-natural formulas at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com.
So follow them on Facebook as well, Omega Alpha Equine. And, you know, I was thinking, though, if anybody has any suggestions or their horse started something like Jamie's describing, just post it on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page.
And, oh, God. See, that's what I was trying to avoid, was posting that video on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, because then you get 427 people telling you what your horse is doing and why.
Well, that's why I'm saying just post it on there, then it'll only be listeners. We can trust the listeners.
Or just email me. Just email me. Jamie@horseradionetwork.com. Because I'm seriously like, oh. So there's a website on Facebook. This is actually pretty interesting. If you are, Glenn should not join this Facebook page. It is called Horse Vet Corner. And the rules are, there's a list of approved veterinarians, and they are the only ones allowed to comment on anything you have medical question wise. So you post a video of your horse doing the head shaking, and the only person who is allowed to comment on it is a veterinarian. And I had I posted it, and people commented away, and they get the administrator deletes all comments that are not unapproved on their list veterinarian. It's called horse.
My guess is I wouldn't want to watch any of these videos that are on there.
You seriously do not want to see pictures or videos? Like, there's somebody who posted a wound that they're like, is this life threatening? And it's just to the bone. And it's some really gross stuff. And like, there's a horse with a big giant mass on its neck, like a bloody mass. And they're like, you need to see a vet right now.
Well, you know, I had to delete out of the auditor room that horse with the big branch through its head or stick through its head. I had to delete that out. I couldn't. They kept getting posted. I kept deleting it. I just couldn't. I couldn't.
No. Yeah, you're squeamish. Yeah. Well, this poor horse that has this thing on his neck, they're like, you need to see a vet. The lady who posted it, she's like, there's no vets here. We're on an island in Indonesia without any vets within 700 kilometers. Like, oh.
Wow.
Somebody said they make house calls, so they'd be coming out to Indonesia.
Yeah, what's that going to cost? That's a vet bill. Yeah. Well, crazy. Well, yeah. Anyway, I will not be joining that one. What's it called?
Don't join that. It's called Horse Vet Corner. It's really interesting if you are like me and you like looking and you want to read actual veterinarians' responses as opposed to get, you know, Martha down the street who had a horse when she was younger and she knows exactly how to diagnose your pony that has a, you know, obviously something. There's a farrier in the area that told my friend, oh yeah, yeah, he's got arthritis in his hoof. That's a problem. Like, what? When were you able to, with your x-ray vision, diagnose arthritis in a hoof, which isn't even a thing?
I thought that was a joint thing, arthritis.
Yeah.
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 All right. Well, there's somebody that knows a little bit about horse health problems and vet bills and all of that. And, you know, well, all of us horse husbands know a little bit about that. But he wrote a book. And he wrote a book called Confessions of a Horse Husband, Life with My Horse Lady. His name's James Dick. It's not his first book he's written. But it's the first one that jumped out at me because I'm also a horse husband. And we all have the same issues. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Glenn. Yes, we do have the issues, don't we? You're probably a little better at it than me because I came into it knowing absolutely nothing about horses, and at the time, I really didn't have any intention of knowing anything about horses.
Nope, that's exactly how I came into it. Exactly how I came into it. So we're in the same boat.
Okay.
I did it 30 years ago, though. It, you know, that was a while back. How long have you been married to this horse lady?
We've been at it about 16 and a half.
Oh, okay.
So I'm still learning in some respects. My wife is a stickler, so, you know, it's one of those things that love my horses, excuse me. And it's been that way all along, but, you know, I love her, and she's great, and what are you going to do? Well, you're gonna do what the horse lady says. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, you suck it up is what you do. That's what you do. You suck it up. So now what made you want to write this book? Well, that's a dumb question almost, I think.
I was a businessman. I was in the Army, and then when I got out of the Army, I went to private business, and I've always enjoyed writing, but I never really had the time to sit down and really spend with it. Well, I retired about 5 years ago. And I can't really be retired. It doesn't work. I've got to have something other than getting stepped on by the horses to keep me occupied because my brain just works that way. So I took a couple of writing courses because I was always, you know, when I used to write in school and stuff, I always did well with it. And I took a couple of writing courses and liked it. And so I've written a few books, but this is the first one that really, really got my fancy because I just thought, you know, I don't know if you've ever written much, but you kind of have to feel your way to find out what your niche is. And you try things that just don't work at all. And then all of a sudden you find yourself. It's like, you know, it's like practicing sports or anything else. The more you do, the more you find your way and the better you get at it. So this is now 5 years later. And this book, one day I was sitting out, we have a small, it used to be a farm, but it's just a nice area of land between Gainesville and Hawthorne, out in the woods. we found it because I was looking for privacy for the horses because we had problems previously. And I was just sitting out under a tree one day, and all of a sudden it hit me. Confessions of a Horse Husband. Tell about my life with my wife, the things that sometimes I don't tell her, but that I'm thinking. So there's a little snark, and there's a little bit of humor, and there's a little bit of joy, there's a little bit of sadness, there's a little bit of everything. But really, I think if I had to classify it, although you got to get into it to understand this, it's really a form of a love story. And I like to write stories. That's what I do. I'm working on another one, entirely different subject, but still has a lot of nature in it. Nature, animals, my faith ties into it a little bit. All those things kind of come together. And in this book, it came together nicely, I think.
Well, now, one of those things that you wrote in the book that you did, you wouldn't talk to her about, or you didn't tell her about.
Well, she found out about it, but probably the best one was not too long after I met her. And we went out to, she was checking me out to see, is this guy going to work around horses? So we went
absolutely
out.
Yeah, they all do that.
Nonstop.
Well, I say that I successfully completed the Horsey School of Horse Husband Training, and but it's a constant course. There's always a new chapter.
Well, there's only one rule, James. There's only one rule, and that's do what they say. That's pretty much the rule.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're gonna, you might mutter under your breath, and sometimes they do. But, you know, that's human nature, but I love her. But, no, I guess the best case was the time when we hadn't been together too long and she wanted me to go with her. Well, she was going to go out to school one of her horses and out of one of the nice places. Now, Cheryl was a good equestrian when she was younger. She did the three-day eventing a lot. After I met her, she was getting older. She'd had a couple of falls, you know, like everybody does. And so she was doing some of it, but not nearly like she was. She wasn't as reckless, and she wouldn't take the chances she did. But she was still, she's a good teacher. She can still teach what she wants to. I mean, she's a stickler at that. But anyway, so we went out, and when she was finished with her work, she says, "Well, watch the horse. Her name is Haley." She said, "Watch the horse for me while I go in and freshen up, because we were going to go get a bite to eat." Well, while I was there, that horse decided to step on my foot. Are y'all still there?
Yep, we're still here.
Yeah, we're here. I'm listening.
Okay, something started beeping. I'm sorry. I thought we went out. But anyway, so the horse planted her left front foot on my right foot, and she would not relent. And it was in a gravel. It was out of Canterbury. And I'm just sitting there trying to be Mr. Macho Man, and I'm trying to be nice to the horse and trying to push her off, and I really can't do it. So Cheryl comes out, and as soon as she sees Cheryl, foot comes off, she's just, you know, nickering away. I mean, you know, and she's looking at me out of the corner of her eye like, I got you. And so anyway, so we stop for lunch. Meanwhile, my foot is swelling up. And I said, I'm not going to tell her. I'm not going to tell her I'm a wimp. So anyway, so we had lunch, and then when we got back to her car, she says, "How's that foot?" Well, I kind of had to confess. And I got to admit, I had to stay away from there for 4 days because my foot was a mess. That's one of a few times. But little stories like that, and I talked a little bit more about the mutterings behind my breath.
This is why men are complaining about us horsewomen. But what we do for your safety. We order you around for your safety. And here is a prime example of a woman telling you things to do for your safety. And here's you not watching out, getting your foot stepped on and crushed.
Here I am in my tennis shoes.
Yep. We bought you the boots for your safety. Okay, we don't want you to walk around and get your squished foot.
See, Jennifer had a rocky road with me at the beginning because I was I had independent thoughts, and you know, about things around the barn, and it took me a couple of years to figure that out. But after I figured that out, everything was happier. That I shouldn't have independent thought.
Well, we've been a lot better. I mean, it's gotten better every day. You know, I mean, she's still a stickler, and that's fine.
You know, that's the third time. I got to pick up on that, though, James. That's the third time you said she's particular and she's a stickler. It's the third time. She said, well, yeah.
Well, it's my way or the highway. You know, sometimes, and I'm just saying this, I put this in the book a little bit. Sometimes I have an idea that actually works. I'll tell you one. This horse that I was just talking about.
Mm-hmm. You sure you want to throw this out there, okay, James? You sure you want to throw this out there?
I said, bring it on. I said, this is going to be good. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, basically, that same horse later, there's another story about eventing, and the horse would not cooperate. And Cheryl couldn't figure it out, and, you know, what's wrong with this horse? And so, you know, she had to scratch, which she really, I mean, that ruined the day. I mean, she was a bear after that because you just have to leave her alone, just get over it. But anyway, I'm sitting there. She has the vet come, and they think it might be colic, and they do all this stuff, and it's all over with. And I said, can I talk? She said, no, you just be quiet. I got to get over this. Well, later when she got over, I said, I know what's wrong with the horse. What do you mean you know what's wrong with the horse? I know what's wrong with the horse. The horse doesn't like me. The horse does not like me because I'm close to you. She resents me. Trust me on this. She started thinking about it, and she admitted it was true. So you know what a comeback is? Well, then the next time you come to the barn, you better bring plenty of apples and sugar cubes and carrots. So I said, gee, not only was I the stall mucker, and the hay chaser, and the water boy, I was also, now I'm also the snack man. So that's my life. That's the life of a horse husband.
Life of a horse husband. That's
it's
right.
Fun, you know.
Well, where can people find the book? It's out, right?
It's out on Amazon.
Okay.
And the best way to find it, because I can give you the actual link, but nobody's going to remember it. But I'll give it to you, and then I'll tell you the easiest way. If you go to my author page on Amazon, amazon.com/author/James Dick, it has all of my books.
Okay.
You can find every book that I've written on there. But as far as this book, the best way to find it is if you go to Amazon looking for books, just type in Confessions of a Horse Husband.
Yep.
And it'll come up. It'll give you both the Kindle and the paperback.
And I did, it would make a great Christmas gift for the horse husbands out there to take a read. It definitely would do that. And we'll put a link in our show notes and also on our Facebook page as well. Well, James, thank you for joining us.
And just say, do not buy this for your horse boyfriend.
No.
You got to lock one down before you let him see this book.
You might want to marry a couple of years, too.
He's already committed.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what? You know what? The horse ladies will like it, too. They'll get a kick out of it, I think. But I suggested it as a stocking stuffer. Get the paperwork and put it in the stocking. It's small enough.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive,
anyway,
either.
It's a lot of fun.
It was only like $9 or something. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's $8.99, and then they charge you whatever it is to ship. You know, I get some copies that I sell locally to people, you know, that I know. But like I said, it's just come out, so we're just, you know, tripping the edge of the tulip, if you will, on the sales side. But I wanted to also tell you, some people might enjoy my webpage as well, because I have a lot of things on there, but there's a lot of stuff about nature on there. And my webpage is NorthFloridaWriter.com. NorthFloridaWriter, all one word, .com. It has pictures, it has information about my books, it has blogs, a lot of stuff in there. And some people might find it interesting. Some of the stuff you might like, some of the stuff you might hate, but that's what happens when you're a writer.
All right, good.
But it's fun. I enjoy it.
Well, James, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. We'll put a link on our show notes page and also on our Facebook page as well. Take care and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, James.
He's
husband tell me that my horse colicked because they didn't like him. Let me, you say that to me and see what happens. I'm in the throes of dealing with a colicky horse and you make it about you. Such a horse husband thing to do. Give me a break. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's the one I should have used.
That's the proper one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now,
that's the one I should have used for sure. So, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about Total Saddle Fit.
Total Saddle Fit. I want to tell you about the Stretch Tech Shoulder Relief Girth from Total Saddle Fit. The Stretch Tech Shoulder Relief Girth improves saddle fit and horse comfort. The center of the girth sits on your horse's natural girth groove, while the sides are set back to attach to the billets farther back and prevent the saddle from being pulled forward onto the shoulders. That's where you don't want it to be. This even works on a saddle that fits perfectly well because it simply corrects the physics of how a girth sits on a horse. It's built with a unique triangular elastic in the center of the girth that expands in proportion to the horse's chest for easier breathing and soft contact with their sensitive sternum. It uses an interchangeable liner system too, so one Stretch Tech shoulder relief girth can be used with either neoprene, leather, or wool fleece. For easy cleaning and flexibility, you can have lots of liners and always have a fresh, clean girth for every horse in the barn. You can get the Stretch Tech shoulder relief girth at TotalSaddleFit.com. TotalSaddleFit.com.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Well, let's do, I'm allowed to do this now because we're after Thanksgiving and after Radiothon. So a little Templeton Thompson, Christmas times are coming, and then we'll be back. We have Leslie coming up to talk a little bit about the articles over there on Horse Nation and more for you on the show.
Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Can't you hear those bells? Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. And I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling. My old home's a-calling. Tall pines a-humming. Cause Christmas times a-coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Cause Christmas times a-coming. Christmas times a-coming. Christmas times a-coming. And I know I'm going home. In the window, home's where the wind blows. You can't walk for running, cause Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Back home when Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Joy, joy, hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Cause Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. Christmas times are coming. And I know I'm going. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and Lord, I'm going home.
Templeton Thompson, Christmas times are coming. You can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. Well, Jamie, the announcement has been made that we have somebody new to follow for the Nutmongol Derby next year. Devin Horn has officially announced that she is going to be doing the Mongol Derby, so we'll have to definitely get her on the show on a regular basis and follow her.
Man, she's a glutton for punishment. Hasn't she already done that thing twice?
Twice. This is her third time. She really wants to win it. Remember the one time she came in first across the finish line, but her horse didn't pass the vet, so she ended up second?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so she really wants to win it. And the movie that's out called... Is it Wild Horses? I have to look that up again. But the movie's out, and I think it's going to become available very shortly so that we all can watch it, that highlights the Mongol Derby over 2 years, but she's kind of the one they follow. So that's going to be fun. We'll have to have a movie watching party with that one. But so I wanted to let everybody know that Devin is in, and so we're going to be watching more Dots next year.
You know, I'm curious. Is there prize money?
No. It's a good deal for the organizers of this. Now, they do, you know, they do give a lot of money back to the countries that they're in doing the different challenges, doing the different events. So that's part of a fundraiser. And it can't be cheap to do this with all the vets and everything they have to transport to Mongolia and, you know, make it happen. But yeah, they each pay $13,000. I don't think there's a buckle or a trophy. Sounds like every other horse event to me.
Ain't no money in it, but you know what? It's a thrill of the go there.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. But that's about it. That's all there is. Now, I have a list here that I thought would be fun to do before Leslie gets on. And this was put out by Horse and Hound. You know, sometimes we don't always agree with Horse and Hound's list. And it's Horse and Hound, of course, is out of Britain. So some of this is a little British. But this is, and Jennifer can chime in here too. These are 16 gifts to make the horse lady in your life happy this Christmas. So now you are two horse ladies in my life, and I want to know if I get you these gifts, if you're going to be happy. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the test here. So the first one is, now these are equestrian gifts. Let's see, are they all done? Yeah, I think they're all, some of them are under $25, the first batch. So here we go. A John Lewis faux fur headband. So it's a headband that looks like faux fur.
This is for a horse person?
Yep. It says 16 gifts that make your horse lady happy.
Okay. I'm seriously allergic to faux fur. And
so
a lot of
you're going to break out in hives and start itching all over?
I'll sneeze my brains out.
Okay, yeah. Good. Well, that's probably not good gift for Jamie. All right. And I can't see Jennifer wearing the faux fur headband. Jennifer, should I return it?
Take that sucker back.
Okay. Jennifer, we can't hear you.
That's going to be a fail, but you knew that.
I'm going to take it back then. All right. How about Allegro on DVD? It's a program features footage of Allegro dating back to 2009, going right through his moving farewell ceremony where he retired.
I feel like I could YouTube Allegro, but when you said Allegro, I got excited because I thought you were just talking about just Allegro. So then you said DVD, and I kind of...
I thought you were going to get me a real live Allegro. I was up for that.
That's what I was. You said Allegro. I'm like, yes.
Not for $21.99.
And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Not for $21.99. I feel this would be a good stocking stuffer, though, for anybody.
Yeah. I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it'd be good too. Now, the next one, maybe not so sure. How about the I Could Eat a Horse spaghetti measurer? That's right. You heard me correctly. So it's this plastic thing that you to judge how much spaghetti, you know, I don't know about you, but I can never tell how much spaghetti to make. So I always put more than I think because I don't want there to be like if you have a company, like just three people or something. And I always end up with like tons of extra spaghetti. Well, this is a spaghetti measure that you actually stuff the spaghetti through this plastic holes in this plastic thing. And it will tell you one person, two person, three people. And then above three people, it's in the shape of a horse. So when you shove the spaghetti through the hole to measure how much spaghetti you need for four people, it looks like a horse.
Lame.
Any takers? No, I don't think so.
Lame.
Okay, how about a Dewberry? For some reason this year, the British are really liking faux fur because Dewberry faux fur scarf. Same issue.
You had me at Dewberry, and then you lost me at faux fur scarf.
I was really surprised they even made a faux fur scarf at Dewberry, actually.
They make everything there, including umbrellas.
Now, this one I feel like we could do. It's only $18, so it's not real crystals. A Horrors Crystal Bit Leather Belt. And, you know, I kind of feel that that's a good stocking stuffer. It's only $18, and it has little bits on it, and it has little fake crystals on it. And I kind of think that you could do that for maybe a teenager.
I would say yes, I would have that. I don't know what it looks like, but it has bits on it and bling on it, and it's a belt. I would say yes.
Yeah, and it's only $18, so that's not too bad.
I'll take two.
Jennifer likes equestrian belts. I've gotten her a few over the years, but I think you can have too many of those, can't you? Just don't they pile up too?
No.
No?
You cannot have
Did he just say that? What the hell? I mean, oh, now you're going to tell me I can have too many bits or saddle pads.
All right, next up is the equestrian. Okay, so now we're going up to the $50 mark. And this is the Dora Designs Doorstopper Pony. It's a stuffed pony that you use as a doorstopper. It's pretty.
You know what? And it's plush?
It's, well, not plush. It's kind of, I don't know. It's made out of material, has a little mane and a tail, and it sits in front of your door.
Things that are on the ground in my house end up covered in dog hair.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the exact same thing. They end up looking like one big ball of fur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one more. That's one more thing to clean around, okay?
Yeah, okay. So that's a fail on the $28 stuffed doorstopper. There's called a Racing Big Hold-All, which is a big bag that has racehorse on it. It's very pretty, and I'm surprised it's only $29, actually. So I anything that's a bag is Jennifer approved, as long as it has horses on it, and it looks halfway decent, she'll go with all handbags or bags.
A bag with a horse on it is a ding, ding, ding.
Yep, that's right.
A yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent carry-on hint.
The next one I found disturbing.
Who wants it?
I just did. I found it disturbing, and I don't know why. But it's a Black Lab head salad, a Black Lab head salad server set. Do you know how they have tongs that you serve your salads with?
Yeah.
Well, these are in the shape of a Black Lab head. So you're basically serving your salad with Black Lab heads.
Okay, I would totally have that if it was a Basset Hound. So.
You could just have the ears. You could have one ear on each side, and it would work perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great.
I don't know why they picked a Black Lab and not like a Jack Russell. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I have a Jack Russell now, too. I could have that, too.
Yeah. The salad server made out of dog heads. I don't know. That's kind of disturbing. How about the Jules Ladies Anise Scarf for $34? It keeps you snug and warm. And then this is where
we need to stop there. I just want to put this out there. This is a public service announcement. A scarf for your significant other is never a good idea as a gift.
Just why is that?
Putting it out there.
Why is that?
It's a frickin' scarf. It's a rectangle of cloth. No.
Now, I am a person who, this scarf is really ugly, by the way. I just found the link and this is terrible. It's hideous. But I am a scarf wearer. I wear scarves. So I like scarves, but I only wear them like, you know, in Arizona, like 2 months a year. But it's kind of like
are you particular and you want to pick them out yourself?
Yes, that's kind of true.
Now, whereas socks I've gotten away with over the years because no horse girl can have too many socks, and the more colorful, the better. And so I can never decide which one to buy. So every year, Jennifer gets like 10 socks because I can never decide. So I just buy them all.
You know what I'm looking for in a sock, Jennifer? Let me tell you. I want a boot sock, like a knee-high boot sock with an actual sock foot as opposed to the same thin material all the way down. Do you know of a sock like that?
You know,
because women's socks are so thin.
That make them, but yeah, they're really hard to find good ones. The ones I have, you wash them twice and then the top doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I want a boot sock with like a men's athletic sock foot. Because I wear my husband's socks because I like them because they're big and soft. Girl socks are thin and you wear holes in them. Yeah, they're wimpy. I want a good sock. Sorry.
Carry All right. On. So now, last one I will do before we get to Leslie is, and this one, So I have a question for you on this one. So it's the Fairfax and Favor women's heeled Regina boots. Now, these are not made for riding. These are fancy boots that you'd wear, like, out to dinner or something. So now my question is, and of course, fake equestrian boots have been in style for some time. So my question is, though, would a real horse person be caught dead in a fake equestrian boot? For 325 pounds.
I guess I'd have to see what it looks like. It's high heeled, though?
It's high heeled, yes.
I'll tell you what. I don't wear high heels anymore. I got too old for that.
Well, it's about 2 inches of heel there. And, you know, I don't know.
Okay,
I
just picture just came up. It's kind of cute. That's kind of a cute boot.
So would
and
you
I wouldn't
wear it?
Call it like a... Yeah, I'm not fashionable enough, but I guess it's kind of like if somebody was walking through the airport and had like leggings on and had those boots over the leggings, I'd be like, those are cute. But okay. I would not wear them, no.
For $350, or would you rather buy something that you could actually use for $350?
For $350, I'd put that to some new show boots.
You're right, exactly. That's what I thought. That's what I thought your answer would be. Well, anyway, if you want to see that, it's Horse and Hound has that latest list. I would say about half of them were approved of the 16 gifts on the list.
See, I scrolled down on this list and I found the Ariats that they had. And I'm like, ooh, I like those.
Yeah, I saw the Ariats at the bottom too. Those are their winter boots this year. So yeah. I did see those.
I love winter clothes. I just don't need them
right here
in Arizona.
Exactly. Exactly. Jennifer loves sweaters, but, you know, I can't buy her sweaters too much anymore because really don't use them. Well, let's go now to Leslie Wiley. And Leslie, I feel like we used to have in the old days a bumper for you that was Christmassy.
Yeah?
Do you remember that?
No, we had the Star Trek one, and then we had the Mongol Derby one. That was it. You need to make a Christmas one now.
I need to make a Christmas one, Leslie bumper, because I thought I remembered one of those. Hi, Leslie from Horse Nation. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good.
Now, I'm going to ask how you are, because I know that you're fine. I know you're fine, and let me tell you why I know you're fine, because it is December 4th, and for those of us who rode bareback with no stirrups all month of November, we're still sore, but you're fine, because you have a doctor's note.
Actually, that is not true. My trainer said that... it was invalid because it was written on Canadian, paper and, prescription paper, and which is not valid in the USA. So, I actually did have to do multiple jump lessons without stirrups and, or parts of them at least. And also just because, my dressage trainer is mean like that, he made me do about half of a dressage lesson without stirrups too, which I will say that I really enjoy riding without stirrups, especially dressage, because, you know, you're like, oh, I'm sitting deeper automatically. And then you go to put your stirrups back and you're like, oh, I think I can lower my stirrups a hole because you're just sitting deeper in the saddle and feel like your legs are more connected around the horse.
Hey, wait a minute, guys. Hold it. And now, coming to us live from Horse Nation, our own Rockin' Elf, Smiley Wiley, with the Wacky World of Horses. Yeah.
We were in the middle of an important discussion, Glenn, when you decided to prove
you were
right. I
spent the last 5 minutes trying to find that.
Which means he wasn't listening to us at all.
I didn't hear a word you said.
Anyway, I did pay my new November dues. And also, I did a few bareback trail rides just because I'm lazy and didn't feel like putting
it on. I think it's like you want to be lazy, so you put the bareback pad on, no bareback pad at all. You want to be lazy, but it ends up being harder. Like, I could have just put a saddle on. Been less work. Yeah.
Logic.
All right. Well, other than that, well, then I'm glad you're sore.
I'm happy. We're glad you're suffering, Leslie.
You know what? I rode so much with no stirrups this month, probably more than I have in the past, because I actually have kind of a trusty horse this time, as opposed to like Noster of November past where I would, it was sketchy. So I had a trusty horse. So I really, really focused on it this month. And, I competed, kind of 3 weeks into the month and ran my horse cross country. And I felt amazing. I was like, try to knock me off this horse. I ain't coming off.
Yeah. That's really great.
Makes a difference. And again, you won't say it, but you invented it. So you're the Noster of November queen. And I just want to tell you, you've done good. You are saving lives, Leslie Wiley. Saving Yay. Lives. And then I saw you guys put an article up and posted some videos of people on Horse Nation that actually did it as well.
Yeah. I think there's lots of success stories out there. But yeah, Kristen did a roundup of folks, you know, out there, no stirrups, showing off, jumping fences.
The title of the article is called Happy December 1st. We made it. We made it.
Now, there were some people, though, I noticed in the article that weren't so happy about it. Like Claudia, who said, I've been ruined by No Stirrup November. Nicole said, my 9-year-old dressage student decided on the last day of No Stirrup November that it was no longer fun. And Anna said, last ride of No Stirrup November, and I'm thanking God November is over. So, yeah.
It's kind of a love-hate thing. It's just one of those things. It's like in January 1st, we go vegan in our house, and I do not, there's just no meat or cheese or milk or anything. So my husband has to go vegan too. And it's just one of those things that he just has to do. Yeah. It's No Stirrup November. It's vegan. Veganuary. You just do it. Just do it.
Until he goes to work. Yeah. Until he goes to work.
Amazing.
I'm eating as much cheese as I possibly can right now, just so you know. Just stock up. Anyway, what else is on Horse Nation?
Man, there's this one post had me in tears. It was so funny. It was this, somebody made a music video of it's Dressage Girls to the tune of Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. I don't know if this is, it was sung by Tom White O'Connor. I don't know if there's any way to play this on the air, but it is the funniest thing I've heard.
I could play a little bit of it. You want to hear a little bit?
Yeah. Hey, honey, would you buy me another horse?
Dressage girls are easy to love. They're just hard to afford. Well, they ride big fancy horses that cost more than most Porsches, I'm sure. With saddles and bridles and vet bills and clinics, you say, darling, we just can't go on. Then she rolls those brown eyes and your heart nearly dies. It's time for a new credit card.
So good.
It is so good. You have to listen to the rest of it.
Don't let babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone.
Yeah.
Even with someone they love. God, I love that song. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, this one goes on. Daddies, don't let your daughters turn into dressage girls. Don't let them ride warm bloods that cost way too much. Let them play softball and soccer and such. Isn't that amazing?
I love it.
Hey, you sing much better than Jamie does, by the way. That's really good.
I don't know about that. I'm
channeling my inner Willie, okay? So watch it. Watch it. I'm not stoned enough like him. He is. So. Oh gosh, my daddy used to play that song in our car in his truck all the time growing up. Remember, I am very Southern. Okay.
Yeah.
My dad and my father daughter dance was a Willie Nelson song in my wedding.
Oh my goodness, that's cute. It didn't. I mean, it kind of. You're not exactly a cowgirl, but you kind of are. I mean, for all practical purposes, you did grow up to be a cowgirl, so fail dad.
Fail. Epic fail dad. And then talk to us a little bit about the Christmas Magic by Horseware.
Oh, they put out the cutest commercials. They always have little Connemara ponies with like cotton candy Snow White manes and tails, and this one's this one, they just put out their holiday commercial for this year. And it's like, it's just kind of enchanting. It's like these ponies and a snow globe with this little kid, and they're like decorating a tree. And then there's like guest cameos. So I don't know. It's kind of like a weird dream. The whole sequence of it doesn't quite make sense to me. But then you've got, let's see, we've got like some celebrity guest appearances from, I think, Carl Hester. Gosh, who else? Villegro.
Yeah, the whole snow globe concept was really cool. That's what I really liked about it.
Yeah.
It was different. It thought outside the box. They do put out some good videos. They spend some money making these babies.
They do. Yeah. They do. Yeah, Ingrid Klumpke.
Oh, my gosh. The cutest thing is the little kid trying to put the star on top of the snowman. Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. He's apparently 4 years old. His name is Blue, this little kid.
His name is Blue?
His name is Blue. How cute is that? He just looked like Lil Blue. But yeah, so that's worth checking out if you're struggling to get into the holiday spirit. Go.
Now, I'm going to get back to this Daddy Dressage Girl thing because
I can't let it go either. Yeah.
Yeah, so still in my head. So you are an eventer, and dressage riders are like, oh, dressage rider, they have a trainer, da 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 da. You as an eventer and me as an eventer have multiple trainers. Like mm-hmm. You started the day talking about your jump trainer, and then you morphed into talking about your dressage trainer. So mm-hmm. I think that this song needs to be revisited. Daddy, don't let your daughters turn into eventers. See, it's perfect.
Yeah, you could rewrite it for anything. Barrel racers. I mean, it wouldn't matter, right?
Yeah. I'm sure my parents were just there. They had three girls. I have two younger sisters. We're all about 2 years apart, and we all evented growing up. And I'm sure my parents were just dying. Like, why can't they just play soccer? Why can't they just take, why can't they just take piano lessons?
Okay. So that begs the question. First of all, do your sisters still ride?
They do when they get a chance. They're both, horseless. They're both horseless at the moment. One lives in California, where it's just like, I don't know how anyone affords a horse. And then the other one just lost her childhood horse not too long ago. He was 20 something, and she was still eventing him when he was like 19, 20 years old. So, when they're in town, and they'll come out to the barn with me, and they always show up to my horse shows, sweet. It's like some of my best memories growing up were going, we went to events instead of family vacations, and we went fox hunting on the weekends in the wintertime and on Thanksgiving.
Did your parents
day.
Ride too?
My mom started, she started out riding, taking riding lessons when we did, but then she kind of got phased out when I think there's like, nope, we can't afford four of you. Mom's got to go.
Now, where I contend that thinking about having three kids at a horse trial and three girls and the emotion and the drama, oh my God, your poor parents must have drank a lot. Holy cow.
Statistically speaking, one of us would a disaster would always strike one of us. One of us would not make it around, the cross country. And there's all these hilarious, but we didn't have the most, we didn't exactly have push button horses either. We were always on these sort of rogue, these rogue horses. And we found on Craigslist and there's like all these videos of my parents out there with they had a giant camcorder, and they'd be taping us cross country, and then we'd fall off, and the camera would just drop, and it'd just be like, 3 minutes of running through the grass and grass, you're just seeing the grass and my mom swearing at the horse and then.
Oh my gosh. And by the way,
tears, I don't know. It's pretty sad.
You didn't find them on Craigslist. You found them in the paper.
In the paper. Yeah. Pre-Craigslist.
Pre-Craigslist, you had to get the paper.
And the classified.
And there were never pictures because that cost too much money. You paid by the word.
Yeah.
So there were never pictures. You had to just call them up and go look.
You go make an appointment and you never knew what it was because they couldn't snap a cell phone picture and text it over to you. Kids, today you have it too easy. Telling you.
No kidding.
That's amazing. That's amazing that you get that. Oh, I love hearing a little bit more about Leslie Wiley and her family. This is cool. Well, you can see everything about Leslie Wiley on All the Nations, Horse Nation, Jumper Nation, Sport Horse Nation, Eventing Nation. You just type in nation and it'll come up.
I do have a question for Leslie, though. Has your husband's head shrunk now since he's won Horse Husband of the Year?
Oh, he is so proud. I'm so proud of him, too. He's, good. You know, he's, yeah, he never gets a big head, even you know. Even
well, his trophy will be on the way, and then you could put him to work.
Aw, yep. I don't know. I think it might be going on the wall. I already have my flex and fork, so this one might just have to hang on the wall.
Well, Joseph is customizing it as we speak, so it'll be on the way shortly.
So not many people hang up manure forks as wall art, just so you know. Well, I love you. I love you.
She does live in Tennessee, so I think all rules are off.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Leslie.
Wolf. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You guys have a great week.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Hi.
Bye.
All right. Well, you know what? Why don't we call it a day? Thank you to everybody that joined us today. We really appreciate it. Did we have any other housekeeping we had to cover?
Sorry I didn't make you laugh. Like, not even really once. I mean, if hitting the button doesn't count.
No.
I'm like, yeah. I didn't make you laugh at all. I wanted to, like, hear you in pain. In a loving way, of course.
Well, I was trying to squash my laughter. I did learn if I hold my arm against the ribs that are broken, it helps. So it doesn't hurt quite as bad.
Oh, I did learn that. Thing.
But I've been trying to just laugh quietly. I'm trying to laugh inside, Jamie. Try to laugh inside.
Yeah, okay. All right, everybody, have a great day.
Tomorrow we have jumping. We have Emily will be here with the jumping show, and then a normal week this week. We have Jamie back, and then Draft Horse on Thursday, and then Really Bad Ads on Friday. So get your Really Bad Ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see
you. Thank you. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home.
I know we'll never get sued for you singing a song because the algorithms would never find it. There's nothing that resembles the actual song.
Oh, I hate you. Love you.